Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Your two hands are lifted. Let's sing this hymn. Right after that, we bring the man of God. We lift our hearts and voice. With blessed anticipation and cry and love and give to God the praise of our salvation. Oh, we lift our hearts and anticipation. Father, thank you for gathering us together as your children. We know that before we leave here, there shall be a performance. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you clapping? No. Are you clapping? Allow me to give God the glory for the life of my personal prophet. I have a sister who says to me, I have been praying about something for some time now. Can you pass it over to your prophet to also pray about it? And I said, why? She said, because if you believe in him as your personal prophet, then something very, very wonderful as an answer can come to me from the Lord. The man of God returned from out of the country, a trip that he took for close to 10 days. Immediately last weekend, Saturday, he ministered on Sunday. And then Monday, they traveled to Nkranza with Dr. Robert and Pierre Kofi. And they have been in Nkranza until they returned a few hours ago from Nkranza just to be here to come and minister. My prophet, thank you. We know that you love us, but now your proofs of your love are not annoying. When I look at your schedule now, all I'm praying for is grace and strength to be able to meet the demand, because now your demand has become too tight. May the Lord continue to strengthen you. Guys, this is a prophet of God. He's a prophet of God. We are born or catch or say we are bear ma ko check it. Kofi na ko check. Wa ube hu se. Wa kano kurachi lo. Amen. Everybody standing with joy and celebration. Let's welcome Prophet Ebenezer Kunai, my prophet, to the altar. Did he bring his microphone?
Amen. Oh, amen. Lift up your hands and just say, thank you, Jesus. I am so blessed to be here. And I'm so excited to be part of this family. I just saw the presence of God so strong here. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, April is going to be so good for you. Hallelujah. Because he lives. Just sing it wherever you are. I can face tomorrow. Because he is. All fear is gone.
All fear is gone.
And now. Up your voice and sing it.
They call him Jesus.
Hey,
he came to die. Heal and forgive.
Heal and forgive.
Oh,
he lives and dies.
I can face tomorrow
because he lives. Lift up your hand, say, I decree and I declare the goodness of God and the mercies of God will overshadow me in the month of April. Say it again, I decree and I declare as I clap my hands and pray, anything that is possible by God will happen in my life in the month of April. Say, I decree and I declare that in the month of April, in the month of April, in the month of April, I shall be at the top and never go down. Say, in the month of April, as I clap my hands and as I pray, financially I will take over. Say, financially I will do well. Financially, I will take over as I clap and as I pray. In the month of April, all things shall be mine. The good things shall be mine. Things present and things to come shall be mine. Say, as I clap and as I pray, in this month of April, my health shall be good. My health shall be good. My business shall be good. My life shall be perfect. My ministry shall go well. Say, this month is my month of God's goodness. It's my month of God's mercy. It's my month of God's favor. This month I will walk in favor. I will walk in abundance. I will walk in plenty. This month is my month that the Lord will show me his mercy, his power. Clap your hands and pray now. Clap your hands and pray.
name of Jesus, lift up your hands. Say, I decree and declare.
I decree and declare.
In the month of April.
In the month of April.
My health is sealed.
Is sealed.
With the blood of
with
Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
My finances.
Is sealed.
Is sealed. With the blood of
with
Jesus.
The blood of
my
Jesus.
Family.
My family.
Is sealed.
Is sealed.
With the blood of
with
Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Say, the devil.
The devil.
Will not see my
will
finances.
Not see my finances.
The devil.
Will not see my health.
Will not see my health.
The devil.
Will not see my breakthrough. Say as I clap
and as I pray,
oh God,
anywhere
the enemy
has been planted
as a monitor
to my life,
as I clap and as I pray, release fire. God, as I close
and as I pray,
anything
that is mine
in the month of
April
that has gone
into wrong hands,
as I close
and as I pray,
I take it. Instead of barrenness,
I receive
fruitfulness.
Instead of shame,
I receive joy.
Instead of lack,
receive abundance. As I clap,
anything
that is mine
in this year,
I receive.
I receive.
I take.
I receive.
I receive.
With foulness,
I take it.
Whatever
is mine
in this month,
I take.
I take.
I take.
I take.
My marriage,
I take.
My ministry,
I take.
My blessing,
I take.
Anything
that is mine,
my children.
Lord,
I take,
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 I pray,
I pray,
I pray
for my country
in this month, of April,
everything,
that must be well,
will be well.
I pray
for my country
after today.
No more evil.
No more evil.
No more evil.
No more evil.
There shall be peace.
There shall be peace.
There shall be peace.
There shall be peace.
There shall be peace
in our country.
We pray
for our country
after today.
Our country
shall come
under the authority
of the
Almighty,
in the name
of Jesus. Give the Lord a shout. Hear me as you are shouting. I see the Lord's mercy coming upon you. I see the Lord's mercy coming upon you in this month of April.
Jesus,
everything shall come under control in our country. We declare everything shall come under control. Our country shall be under the authority of Jesus, and everything shall go well. We prophesy. Anybody hearing the sound of my voice, I hear the Lord said, this month shall be unto you a month of mercy. The mercy of the Lord will speak for you. The mercies of God will speak for you. Somebody shout mercy.
Mercy.
Shout mercy.
Mercy.
Shout mercy.
Mercy.
Shout mercy.
Mercy.
Receive the mercies of God. Receive the mercies of God. Receive the mercies of God. In the name of Jesus. Give somebody a high five and tell the person, this month shall be good. Hallelujah. Now hear me. I want you to help me to celebrate the God-sent prophet. Hallelujah. A man I can fight for. a man I can depend on. A man that is worth hearing. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, help me. Just slap your hands. Hear me. I don't want you to shout. Just slap your hands and say, Lord, thank you for Prophet Kofi Odro. Just slap your hands.
Lord, thank you for Prophet Kofi.
Just slap your hands and continue to say, Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. We thank God for the life of this great man. And Father, I join Alabaster to say thank you for sending such a man on this earth.
Jesus.
To correct, to shape, to guide, to lead, to bring people from captivity. We are grateful, Lord. And we thank you for what you have done and what you're about to do with him. Father, you told me that you're going to take this man to a level where people will look for him because of righteousness. People will look for him because they want to give away everything they are holding, which has become a hindrance to their families. Today we thank you that in this month you are about to begin what you said you are about to do. We give you glory, we give you praise. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. One more time, let's celebrate Mama Rita as well. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God for this family. When we're coming, I was just praying. The Lord told me, the Lord said to me that he's going to bring some mighty, mighty testimonies in this house. Yeah. In this month. Yeah. Hallelujah. The Lord said to me that people will come here and they will bring things they are worshiping under their bed.
Jesus.
They'll just come and leave it.
Jesus.
Some people will hear you and they will break all those images. People will walk in here and give their lives to Jesus. And it will begin from this month.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Alabaster, let's get ready because God is about to do something. God is about to do something. God is about to do something. Give the Lord a shout and a clap. Hallelujah. Amen. If you are part of this ministry, just count yourself blessed. Because this is a great ministry. I celebrate all the pastors and deaconesses and everybody who is watching. You are coming. Those of you who have come, those of you who are on your way coming, we bless God for your life. Amen. Now look at somebody and tell the person, you are a product of God's mercy. Hallelujah. Tell the person, from now to the end of this year, God's mercy will carry you. His mercies will be with you. His mercy will fight for you. In the name of Jesus. Now take your seat shortly. Hallelujah. I'm going to share with you a very short and brief something on what I've entitled, I am a product of mercy. Hallelujah. Now, people of God, I have realized that one of the greatest assets to every believer is the mercies of God. And every child of God is supposed to have this mercy that I'm talking about today. In the book of Proverbs chapter 3, from the verse number 3 to the verse number 4, it says that, let not mercy and truth forsake you. Hallelujah.
let not mercy and truth forsake you. Then he went ahead to say that, bind them around your neck. Hallelujah. So God is speaking to us through these proverbs, and he said that, let not mercy and truth forsake you. If there is anything you will miss on the face of this earth, it shouldn't be mercy and it shouldn't be truth. Then he said, bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Hallelujah. So if there is anything your heart long for, it should be the mercies of God. Oh, who am I talking to? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see somebody here after today, you are about to bind your neck. Hallelujah. With God's truth and God's mercy. Hallelujah. Now, the mercy of God is God working in spite of you. Hallelujah. Anytime we mention about the mercies of God, we are talking about God working in spite of you. We are talking about God taking over something that you cannot do by yourself. Hallelujah. And I am here to announce to somebody here today that God's mercy is coming through for you. Hallelujah. There are things you have trusted God for. There are things you have done with your own strength. There are things you have tried to do by yourself, ladies and gentlemen, but you haven't been able to do it from the beginning of the year till now. The Lord sent me to tell you that his mercy will come through for you. Hallelujah. Now, when you look at Psalm 103, the verse number 1, throughout to the verse number 22, it speaks loads about the mercies of God. Amen. And I want us to read it shortly. Let's read it shortly. Let's go.
He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefit. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases.
Who forgives all thy iniquities and healeth all thy diseases.
Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies.
The reason why you and I must embrace the mercies of God is because he's the God who redeems us. Hallelujah. He's the God who satisfies our mouth. He's the God who is able to take us and bring us to where we are supposed to get to. Go straight to the verse 11.
He said, for as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him.
For as the heavens is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. So God is speaking to us. In this month of April, those that will fear the Lord, God's mercy will come upon them just as high as the heaven is above the earth. Am I speaking to somebody here today? Hallelujah. Amen. Now, if you are able to tell me how high the heaven is from the earth, then I can tell you how great and how strong and how rich God's mercy is. Hallelujah. Now, this morning, the Lord sent me to tell you that he's looking for people who fear him. He's looking for people who submit and acknowledge him as their authority. Hallelujah. Hear me. You have depended on people
You have depended on human intelligence. You have depended on your money. You have depended on your educational certificate. And ladies and gentlemen, it has not done you any good. But the Lord sent me to tell you today that if you can fear the Lord, depend on the Lord, if you can submit to the Lord in this month, hear the Lord. He's saying, I should tell you, his mercy will come upon your life. His mercy will be abundant for you. The Bible said our God is rich in mercy. God has never been shortage of mercy, but is looking for those who fear him that he can release his mercy upon her. And hear me, when I talk of mercy, I am talking of condemnation counsel. Hear me, you have been condemned. You have been rejected, dejected. You have been casted out. Many have said you are going nowhere. But anytime God's mercy shows up, condemnation is canceled. Judgment is overruled. I don't know who is judging you. They said you are a nobody. They said you are going nowhere. They said you cannot do it. They said ministry will not be good. They said life cannot be better. But the Lord sent me to tell you that this morning he's releasing on you, on the 1st of April, his mercy. If only you can fear him. If only you can walk his path. If only you can submit to him. If only you can acknowledge him as your Lord and your Father and your Savior. He sent me to let you know his mercies will come upon you. And what you cannot do, he will do it. Where you cannot go, he will take you. Oh, can I speak to somebody here? I know you are saying, oh, look at what they said about me. Look at what people think about me. Their prediction has always been that I cannot make it. But the Lord sent me to tell you, his mercies are new every morning. Yesterday they said you are nothing, but today is another day. And the Lord sent me to let you know, his mercy is about to speak for you. His mercy is about to work for you. His mercy is about to take you from that place to another place where you will be celebrated. If you are the one I'm talking to, rise up and shout mercy. I can hear you. Rise up and shout mercy. Rise up and shout mercy. Give me the verse 17 of the same Psalm 103. Hallelujah. 17. He said, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. Is from what?
Everlasting to everlasting.
Oh, are you sure you are here? Come on, look at somebody and tell the person, the mercies of God does not fail. Tell somebody, it is from everlasting to everlasting. Hallelujah. Yeah. He said, and his righteousness unto
children's
children. Hallelujah. God is about to release his mercy upon you. And even your children and your children's children shall inherit their portion. If your amen is louder, take it in the name of Jesus. You are coming from a family that has been condemned. But the Lord sent me to tell you that this month, condemnation will be canceled.
Jesus.
Judgment is about to be overruled in the name of the Lord Jesus. Mercy, ladies and gentlemen, is guilt removed. You are sitting here today and you are guilty of something that is in the past. But the Lord sent me to tell you that on this very day, your guilt has been removed.
Amen.
If your amen is louder, may you take it. Somebody lift your voice and say, my guilt has been removed. Come on, I hear the Lord said, your judgment is going to be put aside. Those who judge you and judge you wrongly, the Lord said, when his mercy is in place, judgment is put aside. Oh, come on, they know you before as a sinner. But from this very day, the Lord sent me to tell you, no man shall judge you. Oh, so far as you are here, I said, no man shall judge you. I I see judgment put aside. I see fault forgotten. Some people say it is your fault. You did it. You didn't walk well. You didn't walk worthy of your calling. But the Lord sent me to tell you, when mercy shows up, your fault is forgotten. I need somebody here to feel like a brand new man. I need somebody here to feel like a new creation. I need somebody here to feel like God has done something new. As we have entered into this new month, may you be an embodiment of a new believer. I need somebody that will say, because of his mercy, no more sin in my life. I'm not going to live a sinful life, but I'm going to live a righteous life. I am righteous from today. My children shall be righteous. My children's children shall be righteous because of his mercies. I prophesy, anything that pushes you into sin, anything that pushes you into doing wrong, anything that pushes you into any negativity, I hear the Lord said, in this month of April, it shall be no more. I said it shall be no more, because the mercy of God is about to show up. And I hear the Lord said, there shall be fault forgotten. Jesus. Anything that is your fault, whatever you have been doing by your will, it's about to be swallowed up by the mercies of God. Receive his mercy tonight. Receive his mercy tonight. Now, I realize that there are certain forces on the earth that sometimes makes you to do things you don't want to do. Hallelujah. There are certain forces that makes you to sin and make you not to walk worthy of your call. Hallelujah. Listen, the only thing that can fight that thing from your life is God's mercy. Hallelujah. Remember that when man was in sin and God wanted to remove sin, he used his mercy. Hallelujah. To deliver man. Hallelujah. If God could send his only begotten son, it is a sign of mercy. It is an act of mercy. Hallelujah. And today the Lord is telling me that anybody seated here, hear me, this is going to be one of the greatest miracles to you. When we close this all night, the sin you used to sin, you shall sin no more. If your amen is louder, receive it. The wrong you used to do, you shall do them no more. Where you used to go to pollute and contaminate yourself and your spirit, it shall not happen, because you are going to be seen as a product of God's mercy. And I hear the Lord said, I have come into this meeting tonight or this morning just to release my mercy upon my people. What they cannot do, I'm about to do it. Hear me, anytime you are doing it all by yourself, then it is not of his mercy. But when you cannot do it, that is when it becomes of his mercy. Remember the man by the pool of Bethsaida. This man has been there for 38 years. And there were people who have also come there looking for the same solution that this man was looking for. And so the Bible said, there are impotent folks who have come there that at the stirring of the water, they will step into it. They are looking for solution. Now, Bethsaida simply means a place of mercy. Oh, people go to the place of mercy, and what happened is that God takes from them what is not supposed to be on them. So these people are sick, and just like sometimes On Monday morning, by the time you go to the hospital, there are multiple impotent folks that have gathered in queue. Some are struggling, suffering. Some will go see the doctor and they will just breathe and they feel, I am okay. Something has been taken off from me. A burden has been released. I feel that it was just like that. In those days, somebody comes and somebody help him and he jumps into the water. And all of them were going through a certain process. But ladies and gentlemen, this man was there for 38 years. He has nobody to take him through the queue to step into the water. Ladies and gentlemen, he waited for longer. His prayers were not answered. He waited for longer. He had no man. But when his time of mercy came, God himself showed up and he asked him, what can I do for you? Why are you still here? Don't you want to be made whole? He said, I have no man. The day you realize you have no man is the day of mercy for you. Is the day God comes in for you. Jesus. And I'm here tonight. There are many of us here. We have tried to seek help from men. We have tried to seek help from the system of this world. But no system has been able to help us. No man has been able to help us. Our certificate hasn't been able to help us. Doctors have not been able to help us. And that is the reason why in this morning service, God is saying, I am about to show mercy. Anybody here who cannot do something for himself or herself, the Lord said, I am about to work in spite of you. I'm about to do it in spite of you. January, nothing happened. February, nothing happened. And you feel that is how it's going to be. But the Lord sent me to tell you, we have come to the place of mercy. And today, God said, no matter what has happened, you will not be judged. Jesus. You will not be condemned. Jesus. You will not be overruled. Jesus. For his mercy is about to speak for you. I said his mercy is about to speak for you. Lift your voice and shout mercy.
Mercy.
Hallelujah. Look at somebody and tell somebody his mercies will never finish. Hallelujah. In the book of Hebrews chapter 2, the verse number 17. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 2, 17.
He said, wherefore in all things it is behold him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and a faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people.
God was sent on this earth to make reconciliation for the sins of his people. Hallelujah. And the Bible said he came so that he might be a merciful and a faithful high priest in the things pertaining to God. Anybody that is working or connected to the things pertaining to God, you are supposed to be a product of mercy, because your God, the one you are looking up to, the author and the finisher of your faith, is a merciful God. Amen. Hallelujah. I know today, if some of us should be asked to describe your father, there are things you will say about him. Hallelujah. But the Bible makes us to understand in Matthew that he is the God of all. He is the father of all. Hallelujah. And says that he is the father of mercy. Oh, are you sure you are here? Yeah. Today I came to tell you that God has taken your sins away. If your amen is louder, take it in the name of Jesus. I said, God has taken your sins away. And is about to lead you to a path. He's about to lead you to your destination. And I pray for you, there's going to be reconciliation. Hey, this month, God is going to touch you in such a way that when you see sin, you won't get closer to sin. Because his mercy is about to help you. Come on, some of you are doing things, you say, this is not something I want to do, but by the time I realize I have done it, the Lord sent me to tell you that he's going to deliver you out of it.
Somebody shout, I am out of it.
I'm out of
it. I can't hear you say it louder. Say, I am out of it. Hallelujah. God is a God who gives without finding fault. Hallelujah. It's a God who gives without finding fault. James chapter 1 verse 5. God will not find fault on your life from today. If you shouted an amen, may it be so. Hallelujah. He said, if anyone
of you lack wisdom, let him ask of the God.
Come on.
He said, that giveth to all men liberally and unbraideth not. And it shall
God gives to all men liberally and unbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Hallelujah. Hear me, God, when he's giving, he does not find fault. So the Lord sent me to tell you that in this month, God will not look at the sins of your past, but he will let mercy prevail over judgment. Oh, who am I talking to? Somebody here feels that because of his past, that's why he's not getting a job. I came here today to change that thing in your mind. Somebody think that because of something that happened 5 years ago, 6 years ago, that is the reason why he or she is not getting married. I came to take that thing out of your mind. Because our God, he is a God of the second chance. Not only that, but he is a God of many chances. That is the reason why you have been in this sin and in this issue, in this circumstance for long, but he never killed you because his mercy is available. Oh, who am I talking to? But the Lord wants you to know that they that are product and carriers of mercy, they don't continue in sin. So I need somebody to say on this first day of the month that sin no more, because the mercies of God is in place. And hear this, he said, God has come to reconcile us. Reconcile his people back to God from sin. Today I see God reconciling with you, and you are about to walk in a path that God will look at you and be bold and be proud of you and say, that is my son, that is my child. Hear me, the mercies of God will speak for you this month. I said the mercies of God will speak for you this month. Somebody lift up your voice and shout mercy. I can hear you. Lift your voice and shout mercy. In Psalm 114, the verse number 5, the Bible says, gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. Hallelujah. Our God is what? Is merciful. Psalm 111, verse 5. Do the verse 4 first. Verse 4 first. Read it for me. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of what? Compassion. He has given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. Hey! God is looking for people he has a covenant with, because he's always mindful of his covenant. God is looking for people who fear him, and he's going to walk with them. Listen, he's going to change their story. Oh, come on. I'm looking for somebody who is a child of God who fears the Lord. And that person, I'll be able to prophesy to you and tell you that this month it shall be well with you. Hallelujah. God has compassion. Hallelujah. God has compassion. Give me the CEV. Pastor Enoch, if you have that, you can read it for me.
God is famous for his wondrous works.
God is famous for his wondrous works.
Is that the Lord is full of mercy and compassion.
He is full of mercy and compassion.
Is that God gives food to those who honor him. God remembers his covenant forever.
Hallelujah. This year, if you will honor God, hallelujah, God gives food to those who honor him. Hey, this month, God will give you food because of your honor.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The reason is because he's a merciful God. Hallelujah. Hear me. This month you will not cry. This month you will not beg. Because his mercy will provide for you. Oh, come on. I said his mercy will provide for you. Somebody lift up your voice and shout, I receive mercy.
I receive mercy.
In Psalm number 119, verse 64, he says, the earth, oh Lord, is full of your mercy. Hear me. The mercies of God is available. Hallelujah. The most available mercy on earth is the mercy of God. Hallelujah. And God's mercy is available, is dependable, is reliable, and is durable. Are you here? You can depend on his mercy. You can rely on his mercy. Hallelujah. His mercy is durable. It does not fail. No matter amount of sin the enemy has built and packed on you, the moment you encounter him, he removes sin from you. And today, I see righteous people in this house. God, in his own mercy, is going to provide for them. Somebody lift up your hands and say, Lord, show me mercy. Come on, come on. I can't hear you. Somebody say, Lord, show me mercy. In Psalm 119, the verse number 156 says, great are your tender mercies, O Lord. Hallelujah. Great are your tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgment. God is going to quicken some of you. There are some of you, because of sin, you are dead. But today, God will quicken you. Hallelujah. And there will be condemnation will be canceled. Judgment will be overruled. Anything that the enemy has placed on you that has even made men to reject you, mercy is about to swallow them up. Come on, I hear it. The Lord told me, he said, tell my people this month, my mercy will take over from them. Amen. Hallelujah. Anywhere they have inflicted you with any sickness, God's mercy is coming to play. Doctors will tell you it's not possible. But by the time you come to church and you are leaving church, you will check yourself and the sickness is no more. You will check yourself and that trouble is no more.
Jesus.
Why? Because God's mercy is available. Come on, I said God's mercy is available. The most critical help on earth is God's mercy. Hallelujah. God will help you this month. And God will deliver you out of shame. God will deliver you out of trouble. Because his mercies are always available. Are you ready to pray? We are about to pray for his mercies. I hear the Lord said he's about to release his mercies upon us. And I see many people who came here today. You are living here with your name being changed to a product of mercy. People will ask you, how did you come about this miracle? And you will tell them, the mercies of the Lord. Hallelujah. People will ask you, how did you come about this resource? You will tell them, it is by the mercies of God. I see God's mercy coming upon you. I said, I see God's mercy coming upon you. Hallelujah. If mercy is available, then it is obtainable. In Hebrews, hallelujah, he said, we have come, hallelujah,
he said, let us come boldly,
boldly into
the throne room
of grace, where we will obtain what?
Mercy.
And find grace
in time of
to help in times of what?
Need.
Of need. Hallelujah. Do I have some people here who came here tonight, this morning, looking for some things? Are you here in need of anything? Look at somebody and tell the person, mercy is obtainable.
Mercy.
And tell somebody, you're about to obtain mercy. I can't hear you. Tell somebody, you're about to obtain mercy. Tell somebody, mercy is for you. And tonight, God will be merciful to you. Now give me 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 10 and then we are about to pray. I see God's mercy coming upon you. There is somebody here, by the month of August, you will be in America because mercy is speaking for you. I don't know the person, but the person is amongst us. Hallelujah. You have tried four times that they have rejected you, but this time mercy is going with you.
Amen.
Read for me.
He said, once you weren't a people, but now you are God's people. Once you hadn't received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
Hallelujah. Once upon a time, you were not seen as God's people. But now, on the 1st of April, you are God's people. If you shouted a louder amen, may you be accepted. Look at what the King James said. He said, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained what? Mercy. Hear me. Before you came here, you have not obtained mercy. That is why you were struggling. That is why nothing is going well. That is why you go to open the shop and nobody buys. That is why ministry looks some way to you. That is why no man is looking for you to say, honey, I want to marry you. But today the Lord sent me to tell you that now. Somebody say now.
Now.
I can't hear you. Somebody say now.
Now.
Oh, somebody shout now.
Now.
Hallelujah. In the last few months, you were not seen as God's people. But today, because his mercy has swallowed up your sins, you are God's people. Can we pray? Can we pray? God's mercy is going to work out for you. Hallelujah. What you cannot do for yourself, the man was not able to enter the water by himself. The men were around, but they looked down upon him. Nobody wanted to help him. But Jesus had a revelation about him and came to him and said, why are you still here? Hallelujah. Papa, when I went to Israel, I saw where the man was sitting and where the water is. He can even crawl. Hallelujah. He can crawl and go and enter. But you could see that something has held him bound. Hallelujah. Now, there are times men may be around, but they are not able to help you because you have not been revealed to them. I said, you have not been what? Been revealed to them. When Jesus wanted to test his disciples, he said, what do people say I am? Hallelujah. Because if you are able to tell of who I am, then what I am will produce unto you what you must become. Hallelujah. Now, some say you are Elias. Some says you are the prophet. But Peter said, you are the Christ. Hallelujah. You are the Christ. Now, Jesus responded and he said, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you. Hallelujah. He said, this was revealed to you from my Father. Hallelujah. There are times people may be around you, you see them rich and blessed, but they are not helping you because you have not been revealed to them. They don't know who you are.
Mercy, Lord.
But the day God's mercy will locate you. Hallelujah. Many impotent folks, they've been entering the water when they stir the water. Hallelujah. But it wasn't the turn of that man, because God doesn't want any man to help him. God wants to come by himself. The reason why people haven't helped you is because they have no revelation. You have not been revealed to them. But one of the prayers we are going to pray is that by God's mercy, may God reveal you to someone. Are you sure you are here? You know, as a prophet, as I am standing here, if you have not been revealed to me and I forcefully come to tell you something, it's a lie. It will not work. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But the moment God shows you mercy, when mercy locates you and the Lord picks you up from the congregation and speak over your life, hallelujah, everything shall work for you. And today I see God's mercy is coming upon you. The day Jesus located the man didn't go through the same procedure, the same process that everyone goes through. People were falling into the water by people helping them. But as for him, Jesus looked at him and he said, rise up and then take your bed. Ayarabasha. It's an act of mercy. And today there are some of you, they are saying you didn't go to school, so there is no way you can do that achievement or you can attain that very thing. But the Lord sent me to tell you, when his mercy locates you, your education doesn't matter, your certificate doesn't matter. It is his mercy. It is his mercy. Hallelujah. Papa, I was in a certain country 2 years ago, and a woman was sitting at the gate, and if people are passing, he would tell them, please, can you help me with some food? I want to give my children food. I don't have anything. My husband is going to be with the Lord. And one day I was passing, I said, enter the service. The woman entered, and the Lord picked this woman up by name. And I said, in the next year to come, you will have houses you did not build. That was the day of mercy. This year, when I landed in that country, they called me. They said, please, there is an hotel you have to come and dedicate. A very big hotel. When I went, it was a woman. Just 2 years. Within 2 years, God just located the woman. God gave her a big place, and God connected people to her to build. Now, the day they were launching the place, I entered the place and I was the only black person. If it is not the mercies of God, hallelujah, that same mercy is coming upon you today. Oh, come on. I said that same mercy is coming upon you today.
You have shown me mercy.
Are you ready for his mercy?
Oh, I'm the one that you have shown me mercy.
Lift up your hands wherever you are.
You have shown me mercy.
I see his mercy.
You have shown me mercy.
Hey,
hey, hey, hey.
I'm the one. Somebody lift your voice and sing.
I'm the one,
yeah.
I'm the one. You have shown me mercy. Oh, you have shown me mercy.
You have shown me.
You have shown me mercy.
I'm the one. I'm the one.
Hey, I'm the one. You have shown me mercy. You have shown me mercy. You have shown me mercy.
I'm the one.
Look past my sin, my guilt and shame, and pour your love. Hey, you love me, you're me, you're. You love me, you're me, you're. Oh, look past my sin, my guilt and shame, and pour your love. Yeah, you love me, you're me.
Are you ready to pray?
Yes, sir.
Now look at this. In the book of Exodus, chapter 33, the verse number 18, we are going to pray. Are you ready to pray?
Yes, sir.
Come on, come on. I can't hear your voice. Are you ready to pray?
Yes, sir.
Have we come for all night? Yes. Hallelujah. I have just shared with you what God has said to me, and we are going to pray through it. I tell you, by the time you step out of this place, at 8 a.m., people will begin to show you kindness. At 8 a.m. Hallelujah. Now look at Moses. Moses,
I beseech thee, show me thy glory.
So Moses over here was asking God to show him his glory. Hallelujah. Now, when he checked the Hebrew, he realized that the same glory is equal to mercy. Now, when he was asking God this, in Exodus 34, verse 6, God began to show him who he is. Hallelujah.
And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering.
When he said, Lord, I want to see your glory, the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and glorious,
gracious, long-suffering.
Long-suffering
and abundant in goodness and truth.
And abundant in goodness and in what?
Truth.
And in truth. Hallelujah. Today, I don't know who is asking God. God, I want to see you. Hallelujah. Moses is saying, God, I want to see you. This month, you want to ask God, God, I want to see you. And God is about to pass before you. And God is about to show you his mercy. Hallelujah. Hey, this month, things will be easy for you. If you shouted an amen, receive it. Hallelujah. This month, you will be called for that interview of that new job.
Jesus.
The Lord will pass before you. And you will proclaim, God is merciful. The Lord will deliver you from that sickness. You will proclaim that God is merciful. The Lord will take you out of that trouble. You will proclaim that God is merciful. Hallelujah. Are you sure you are here? Lift up your hands and say, my Father, say, show me your mercy. Come on, clap your hands and begin to pray. Lord, show me your mercy. Show me your mercy. Somebody lifts up your voice. Lifts up your voice. Clap your hands and pray. Lord, show me your mercy. Lord, show me your mercy. Somebody clap your hands and pray. The Lord will show you mercy. Yeah.
Clap your hands and pray. Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 31. You are going to pray this prayer. God, be merciful unto me. Be merciful unto me. Put it on the screen for me. For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee. Hear me. You're going to pray. God, be merciful unto me. Do not forsake me in this month. Do not let me be destroyed in this month. Don't let me forget your covenant. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen and amen. God is about to visit you, but I want you to pray this prayer. Hallelujah. That this month, God will be merciful. Amen. You will not be forsaken.
Amen.
When God is giving to everyone, he will make you his first choice.
Amen.
Because of his mercy. When God is giving husbands, he will give you also.
Amen.
When God is giving visa to people, he will give you also.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anything that God is giving, you will have your portion.
Amen.
Are you ready to pray? Lift up your hands and say, my Father, my Maker.
My Father, my Maker.
I need somebody to be serious to pray. Say, my Father, my Maker.
My Father, my Maker.
As I clap my hands. And as I pray, say in this month of April, be merciful unto me. Say, do not forsake me. Say, my Father, remember your covenant with me. In the name of the Lord Jesus, clap your hands and begin to pray now. Clap your hands and pray. Lift up prayer. Russia Kappa Palakata. Lift up your voice. Yeah. up your voice in prayer. Jesus.
Our last prayer in Daniel chapter 2 from 16, 17 thereabout. Daniel was seeking God for mercy. But God gave him revelation, wisdom, and change of season. Are you here? Are you here? We are here seeking him for his mercy. But God is going to give unto you revelation.
Amen.
God is going to give you wisdom.
Amen.
And God is going to give you a change of season.
Amen.
There shall be a change of season.
Oh. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
the tables are going to turn.
Jesus.
There are people that are making it, but I see a shift in the spirit.
Jesus.
For his mercy, some things are going to be handed over to you. Hallelujah. There are some 21 people here. After this meeting, you will be the one to carry the money.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I said 21. I just heard it. 21 people.
Yes, sir.
You are going to be the one in charge of that business.
Jesus.
When you go to work, people will queue for you.
Amen.
I see contracts has been released.
Amen.
Because of his mercy.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
After today, God will give you a revelation of how to sell. A revelation of how to sell. God will give you a revelation of what to do to always stand out.
Amen.
Daniel stood out because God had mercy upon him. And he was able to interpret what the kings need. Hallelujah. It is mercy. Hallelujah. If you are a man of God and God opens your eyes to see something, it is mercy he has shown you. It is mercy. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You know, you don't prophesy and brag. That means I'm saying, come, no, no.
Yes.
It is just his mercy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise.
You don't buy something and say, me na me toy, yeah? It is God's mercy.
Mercy.
Hallelujah. You don't get to a certain level and phase of your life and say, I make it. It is me. Hallelujah. I see his mercy coming upon someone here.
Yes.
Somebody, God will give you a revelation.
Jesus.
Of something you have been doing all these years.
Jesus.
But just one revelation from God.
Jesus.
Will bring you to a point of celebration.
Amen.
Lift up your hands and say, mercy.
Yes.
I see it coming. This month, mercy will speak for you. Mercy will speak for you. Give me 1 minute. Give me 1 minute. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody here, lift up your hands. I hear the Lord say, there is somebody here who is receiving mercy. There is somebody here. Somebody is receiving mercy. Somebody is receiving mercy. Uh-huh. Bring her up to me. Take him to the front for me. Who is sitting on this chair? Is anybody here? The Lord said to me, there is mercy here on this seat. Mercy. I see God's mercy. Sister, who is Ifia? You are Ifia. Come to me. Ifia, come. God is showing you mercy. This lane, all of you lift up your hands. I see mercy. Give me some oil. Give me some oil, mercy. I see mercy. I see mercy.
Mercy.
Mercy. Face. God said, walk to that last two seats and you will see somebody there that is about to be shown mercy. Uma, look at me. The Lord told me, he planned it. That is going to leave you so that you will suffer. He planned it. That is going to leave you so that you will suffer. But the Lord said he's about to show you mercy. That after this service, mercy will locate you. Amen. Look at me. The Lord said to me to tell you, stop looking down on yourself and stop thinking. Because so much of thinking, so much of thought of the past is killing you slowly. But the Lord said that it's showing you mercy and it's going to bring someone who is going to embrace you. Someone who is going to be unto you. Everything you will need and help you even in taking care of other things. Have you gone to court for divorce? Huh?
No, I was never married in court.
Huh?
I was never married in court.
You didn't marry in court? It was something that you did at home. Have you separated with your husband? You have separated?
Yes.
Who is Emilia? Emilia. Emilia is your name. Your name is Emilia. The Lord said he's going to show you mercy. Because I saw a separation. And I saw 14 people sitting down. And in the realms of the spirit, it was planned a year before. And the intention was, we must move her out. Emilia must go for Cynthia to come. But the Lord said, I'm about to show her mercy.
Here I see woman now.
Yeah. man, stand here. Young lady, stand here for me. Now listen. Shh. When I came to the back there, the Lord said to me, call Efia. Are you Efia? Efia. Now, when your mother gave birth to you, was it December? It was December. Okay. The Lord said, your time has come. Your time has come. And the Lord said, I should anoint Efia. Anything that is yours, which has been an Ajax from you, the Lord said, count 17 days from now.
Jesus.
It is coming back to you. Are you ready? Are you ready to have it? Efia, your heart. Who is Samuel? Samuel on my right. Who is Samuel? Come to me. Samuel, the struggle is over. Mercy has located you. Mercy has located you. I see an angel standing by you. Young man, come. Come. I see an angel by you. Come. One minute. Lift up your hands. Now hear me. Where is your passport? Your passport is on the altar. In your passport is Samuel.
That's right.
Samuel. Pick it and let me touch it. The Lord said that you are on your way to travel. Said to me, the mistake that you did, his mercy is about to wipe it. Now look at this. There are some people who just said some things about you, and they also didn't advise you, but they allow you to just live your life anyhow. But the time you realize you have to go back to God, it was too late. And that is the reason why, I don't know, but I saw immigration in United Kingdom after you.
It's true.
United Kingdom.
Yes.
And they were after you. And I saw a date somewhere in January. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And they were pursuing you. And around 4:43, they entered the place and they brought you back to Ghana.
Professor. That is true.
That is true. But hear this. When you came, you said, Lord, let me look for a man of God who is very accurate, a man of God that will shape my life. And you started seeing Papa in your dreams. And you saw him 6 times. and you decided to come. And the Lord said to me, in this all night, mercy has located you.
Amen.
Now hear this. The Lord said he's going to take you through a process. I see this passport has landed in Germany.
Amen. Actually, the woman I did the documents with lives in Germany.
All right. Hold on. The Lord said this passport is going to Germany. It will be in Germany for some time. Then, from Germany, I see you move to the United States of America. Then, after 2 years, I see you come back. It will be in the month of April 22nd. After 2 years, you will come back to the UK. Your dream of getting married and doing everything that you planned, which you couldn't see, will come a reality. This way, come on, sing it.
I didn't know you would find them in this way. I didn't know that you find them in this way. You would find them in this way. Thank you. I didn't know that you find.
For you, the Lord said he will have mercy upon you somewhere, but I would want you to come for Papa to advise you. I don't know what you are doing, but the name I mentioned is Samuel. Is it right? Obidi asa sibesho onsa se koton, and I see that you have sold the thing, but there was some money on top. Ah, Sikano, Ebeba, be Yehudia, Assassino, Ebeba, Sem. And you are supposed to pay, and you will not be able to get the money to pay. So it will become a police issue. And the Lord said, I should let you come to Papa to advise you that if you are engaged in selling of lands and properties and renting of houses, because I see people are calling you agent.
Yes, it's true.
What do you do?
I'm an agent.
You are an agent. Listen, tomorrow, 10:25. Some people are going to call you over a certain land. Sikabeba, but assassino. Make sure you have correct documentation. Because sika be toswa ubenyano, udi bibe toka. And it will, you need a car. Or you have a car already?
No.
You need a car. Because sometimes people call you, you want to drive them around. And you use all your money for transportation. So you have made up your mind that if that money comes, you are going to buy that Toyota Vit.
Professor!
Young man, rise up. I'm giving you an envelope. Look for $200. Because you are going to chop dollars. $200. Take this. Between now and Sunday, drop it on this altar. This passport will travel. Germany, America, settled. The Lord bless you. May God help you go and fulfill destiny in Jesus' name. Young man, Who has Asibia Oton? Huh? Asasini Dai.
Baby, what do you invest in Akon?
Baby, how many university in Akon?
540 acres.
How many plots? 540 acres. Tomorrow. I hear God say that a call is coming. But assembly woman. So make sure you don't receive any money until a seminar has been resolved. This is what God's mercy can do. To deliver you before tomorrow. Bring her to me. To me, Casa Papa, O Casa Bra, Bra, Obimbo, Mammy, when on Brana, meaning in Casa. Thank you, Mammy. 1, 2, 3, 4. Are you a gun?
I am.
You are a gun.
Yeah.
I have entered a certain house. Mm-hmm. Eh? And when I entered the house, they said your glory is too much. So they want to limit your glory. And they want you to sit in a wheelchair. And the Lord said, I should reverse the thing back to somebody. What work do you do?
Now I don't work.
For now you don't work. Have you been to hospital recently?
Yeah, I've been going to physio.
You've been going to physio. Oh, physio. Do you know they want to give you stroke? You had the stroke.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Akwele.
Yes.
Akwele. Akwele. Akwele, remove what is on your head. Everybody lift up your hands and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We send back.
We send back.
Any arrow.
Any arrow.
Give me your hand. Give me your hand. Father, let the blood flow. Samuel, yes, come on, sing it. Father, let the blood flow.
Oh, no, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Working?
Yes, please.
You're working. Do you receive salary at the end of the month? But the salary is not enough for you. Come to me. Somebody shout mercy. Oh no.
Why I won't come, yeah, oh, I, when he, oh, be,
shh. The Lord said to me, few years ago, you decided to walk worthy and holy before him. Don't let that thing change. Okay? Because the Lord said, you are going to be like Deborah in the Bible. Are you a teacher? Huh?
Yes, please.
Do you teach? But your money is small. Do you know that mercy has made you been discussed before vacation? They have discussed. What's your name?
Deborah.
Oh, your name is Deborah.
Yes,
shh. This woman, her story is about to change. I see they are writing a check. And it will be times two of what you are receiving now. Times two of what you are receiving now. Who is Stephen? Stephen, come to me on my left hand side. Anybody like that? Stephen. Are you Stephen? Stephen, who papa wa in? Or Dumqua.
Dumqua or nothing.
Dumqua or fin. Oh, yeah, then.
Galam say Juma.
Eh?
Galam say Juma.
Oh, yeah, Galam say Juma. Yeah. Dear Tia, my friend, when he said, me who say, and ne. Around 3 p.m., you are teaching Crophobi at the anchor of Ashawa Monsa. A radicimin country will say, Freu Papa Nakachene say, Ene, Emanin Kobebia. Mercy.
Bone turning in the net. Hey! Horinya, Yemunda. Vincent.
Come on, sing. bisa nyankopon se eradi bi bahase misu be kasa mame e ma papa we nko abra onka masem esta nyame si mi kan jero se osu a wasu nyina ene eto atwa osu bi mami enso ah e kwanti mokunu wa kwewe obiara kotono
e kwanti mokunu wa kwewe obiara.
You are going out with somebody. But if you tell me you are not going out with anybody, then I will go ahead and prophesy. Eh? The Lord said he wants to help you. And that the message I preach is for you. Things you don't want to do is what is going on. But after today, God said his mercy will swallow up everything. That is why the Lord said, I should ask you, who are you going out with? So if you are shaking your head, then we will look for it. Are you confused about relationship? You are confused. Huh? You are not confused. You are very sure of the person around you. So now you are going out. I see a very nice young gentleman. But you have to bring him to the Lord. Huh? Does he go to church? He goes to church. The Lord said, you have to bring him to know God. You have to bring him to God. To know God the more. So that some things will stop. And I see miracles are going to happen. Right after the month of September, your parents will ask you to bring the person. Are you feeling shy? Prophecy is not an entertainment. It's a serious kingdom business. God wants to help you so that the mistake of some senior women in your family, you will not do it. You get what I'm saying? The reason why I will stand here and talk plenty like this is because God doesn't want your marriage bed to be defiled. And I see somebody that God wants to help. And God said, I should tell you, bring him to come and hear down once. He will change about some things you don't like. Today you may shake your head because things are not going well. But in the realms of the spirit, I've entered into your phone. Hallelujah. See, the Holy Spirit took me through and I saw somebody is communicating with you. And the person is seriously in love. His name is called Obed. Do you know Obed?
Yes, please.
You know Obed? Is he your friend?
Yes, please.
Just friend. Hallelujah. Do you know that he needs the word of God? Can you bring him to church?
Yes, please.
You can bring him. God will bless you, I'm telling you. Bring him here. One word, one wisdom will be imparted into him.
And he will become what God has ordained him to be. And what you always want him to be. This kind of misunderstanding that is back and forth, has stopped today. Your duty is to bring him to church. Go and receive a change. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a shout.
Senhor, Uradia, Mami,
o mau é him, o mau é him,
o baba com o awale,
o baba com o baba o awari.
We free all night away now. We do fear. Oba penny beman. Onewu ebe kasa. Se onewan kasa. Obe kwa gotina. Pulpit bisu se o preachi. Nyami be arrestino. Oh, babi o yesofu. Oba penny. O yesofu. O preachy, and I only any problem no. Mercy. Already see, Fre Esther na katra ne se. Baby, I want to mean kasa no, me me kasa edi amau. Jamie, and then Ubano no order se si aon, but nyankupon ebe yi ni huwe diya chere no wadaye mo se wo diya wo yena inye. Anyway, you go. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Are you also Esther? Eh? Father, help this woman. Anyway, you are not happy in marriage. May God give you joy. In Jesus' name. Somebody clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you also Esther? Father, I pray anything this woman is looking for, give to her now in Jesus' name. I cancel. You will not go through any surgery after this month. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a shout. Akosiawen. Bra. Akosia. Akosia na me hwehwe no ye young girl. Aha, jina. Akosia. Usuye Akosia. Jina. Obi aka kire so be ware o. Ha? Obi aka kire so be ware o. Abe hu we busia fo. On by. Kachere ni se se wamba na on the 15th etwe mo a. Ene emba su bio. The reason why I'm telling you this is because when I saw you coming, the Lord said that, yes, this is the lady. Somebody has shown up. There be all my excuses, sir. Huh? We're too quiet. All my excuses, sir. We're too quiet. There be no cancer, beba. Who need to be trained 100 years? Huh? There is something going on because I see a certain lady. The Lord said, don't waste your time. Pray to God. And between now and the month of June, July, the Lord will help you not to make any mistake again. It is settled. In Jesus' name. Woman, may the Lord help you not to make any mistake. Young lady, may the Lord help you not to make any mistake. May the Lord help you not to make any mistake.
In Jesus' name. Are you married? You are married. You are not the one. But I pray for you. May God give you victory. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a clap of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. There is somebody here. Your name is Amuaku. Who is that? Amuaku. Who is that? Oh. You are Amuaku. Come. Father. Anything going on in your family? Anything going on in your family that the hand of the enemy is involved? As I lay my hands on you, I pray by the prophetic mantle, may God deliver your family from captivity.
Jesus.
May God deliver your family from anything that is of health issues. God has heard your cry by his mercies. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a clap of praise. Amen. Young man, come to me. Yes. The Lord said, as you pray for you, any decision you are about to take, any decision you are about to take, may God give you wisdom enough to take that decision so that you will not crash in the future. Any decision about relationship, may God help you in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah? Have you desired to ever do the work of God before? Hear me. The Lord said to me that you are going to do the work of God, but you are not going to preach. God is going to let you use your money to support this ministry. You're going to use your money to support crusades. Listen, God is about to bless you in the next 6 months. You will walk to Papa and say, Papa, I have 10,000. Go and do crusade. Lift him again. Shout money. Yay! Clap for him, he's rich. Thank you. Makano Ebebemu. Here I be one. When I got here, the Lord said, George. Who is George? George. Yeah, George. Hey, George, the Lord said that the money that I release for the man, I should release some to George. If you are here, you are a man. You also want the money. Lift up your hands. All the men, meet me here. When I touch you, just go. When I touch you, just go. When I touch you, just go. When I touch you, when I touch you, go. When I touch you, let's go. Money, 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 money. I'm a man singing. Money. If we say joy, you know, now I come. Money, 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 money. May God have mercy on you and give you more than enough. Hey. Hey. Obed Shirayen Amayayen. If your name is Daniel and I have taught you, just come. Who is Daniel? It's you. Daniel, me di minza ka on. Ko jina ha mami. Me ba. Thank you.
Hey, if I touch you, have faith. Because all the men in this church, God is giving you money.
Amen. Now. Amen. Now. Mumra me senya miniba.
Hotel. As what? Huh? As the manager of the hotel. Go there. I'm coming to pray for you.
Amen.
But look at me. Say money. Say it again. Say money. Money. Say it again. Say money.
Money.
Say it like a man. Say money.
Money.
Go. I'm coming.
One corona. One corona.
I can see the women are very happy for the men. They are very happy. Alabaster, you will get money. Telling you, in the month of April, you will get money. I prophesy,
Jesus.
Mumra mesheno, oh yes.
To the front for me. Take her to the front for me. Where do you work?
I sell security doors.
Security doors.
Yes.
Who is your boss? Your boss loves you. You know that?
Yes.
Come. your boss. Anywhere I deserve. The Lord said, by 2030, the next 7 years from now, you will own your own hotel. I see a very big vase of land, okay, that will be brought to you and you will buy it. I see you build a very nice hotel with excellence. The Lord said, you are a man of excellence. Two people have thought of you because of a service you rendered to them. Are you Kweku? Are you Kweku?
Yes.
They have mentioned your name. And they said they want to help. So they will bring a business on your board, on your table. That will give you so much. And I see the land. From now to 2030, get ready. You won't work for anyone. That's why I brought you here. Now listen. Take an envelope. Find $300. Tell God, as I sow on this altar. Don't bring the money in cedis. Look for dollars. Because your hotel, people will pay in dollars. Go. Hallelujah. Give this man to an envelope for me. Sir. Sikebiba. Are you expecting some money? How much? You can count. Sikebiba. But it will come in April. Okay? Your prayers are going to be answered. You too, take this. Just lift up your hands. Let me pray for you. Lift up your hands. Father, let this money come in a hurry. Sir, Shemanim, what I see, one share here you will backslide. Because the kind of money I see coming, if you are not careful, Azori Bakrabe Ode. But the Lord said, I should tell you, you have to be strong. This is the time you have to serve God well.
You understand? This is the time you have to serve God well. And anything that God will lay on your heart to do for God, I see you coming to church, you are carrying so much of money. Between now and the following week we are entering, if God touches your heart to give God 10,000 Ghana cedis, just do it. Can you go on your knees for me? Father, this man will not fail. This man will not fail. This man will not fail. Hold my hand. I have told you what God is saying. Money is coming too much. All the things you have written down you want to do this year, beginning from this month, it has been done. The Lord bless you. Daniel, but I had it mean to me in Casa de Ninchero. A poor Monsofo Abedi no ne wombra metu for a dear beam. Why? I mean, shall war Bible? War Bible? Hey, may mammy, excuse me. War Bible, Anna, Debbie, Anna, eh?
War
Bible, war Bible, fee. When's the last time I will be a Bible? No. Timmy, metu for a dear beam. A dear BSC. There be an Ebrew who must see. Ah, Yami, Simini won Casaw. But yes, here, Radimbo. Bye bye. Thank you, Lord. How much money do you want? May the Lord give it to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Bye-bye. Hallelujah. The Lord is saying something to me. You are here. Once in a while you smoke. You want God to deliver you out of it. Come now. Once in a while you do it. Come right now. And let me help you. Mercy is locating you. You are here. Who is that? You smoke. Come. Stand. Stand here. Stand. Open your mouth for me. Father, this is over. This is over. See. You have tried several times to stop, but those friends, if possible, don't meet them again. See, when you saw prophet preaching and it touches your heart, you made a vow that I will stop all these things. But from that day till now, because of the friends around you, the moment you leave and you go, then they try to cause you to smoke again. But today I pour this oil on you. The reason why I didn't pour anointing oil when I came to you over there is because if I anoint you, you will smoke, you will be an anointed smoker. Amen. And that is why I didn't anoint you. The Lord said I should drop oil in your mouth. Hear me. Your heart is on the verge of being destroyed. But the Lord is delivering you out of it. Anything you have hidden somewhere in a certain pocket in that jeans, when you get home today, you understand what I'm saying? When you get home, right when you leave here, take it, throw it away into the WC, flush it out. If you are able to do this by commitment to God, you will not smoke again. The Lord bless you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. The Lord bless you. Young man, see, you do it once in a while. But now, it's becoming more and more and more. The Lord is about to deliver you. But the Lord said, I should tell you, the decision is in your hands. Let your heart be for God only. Are you expecting some money? Are you discussing something? Are you talking to a certain white man? I saw that there is a white man. The white man is going to ask you a question for you to answer to send money. But the Lord said, I should tell you, stop it. Are you ready? He said, stop it. Because God is going to make you a millionaire, but you will be a righteous man. Your money will be a righteous money, not what I see. Everything called a link. God says, stop using that link. Huh? You get what I'm saying? Stop using that link. Because God is going to help you. I don't know, but somebody did something for you. Cryptocurrency. This is what God said I should tell you. Walk away from it. Get your money. Start a business. You will be rich. Shake my hands. No more smoking. The Lord has delivered you. You are free. Bye-bye. Take your seat. Mr. P-A-T-R Patrick. Mr. Patrick. He loves you. He's trying to travel so that he will leave his back for you to handle a certain company. The Lord said that he has approved of your decency and your loyalty. Who is Brown? Huh?
Brown.
Your name is Brown?
Yeah.
Brown, can you be very loyal? Because I see that you're selling something. Eh? Some friends are adding something to the main price. But you will be tested on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That if they leave you, will you add something to the doors that you are selling? If you make a mistake, then they won't let you hold that position again. Have you been doing that?
No.
You don't do that?
No.
You don't do that. So the Lord said they are testing your loyalty, your commitment. Okay. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 3 days, they will test you. If you pass, you will own that place. Your boss will travel and come. And you will see the goodness of the Lord. May the Lord bless you. Bye-bye. Open your palms. Father, I dedicate this lady to you one more time. I pray everything that is difficult for her to do, help her. Deliver her from this life. Deliver her from this situation. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Give the Lord a clap when she's okay. Let me talk to her. Amen. With the permission of the Father of the house, eh, I need 10 people that are going to take envelope for me and give God 1,120 Ghana cedis between now and the end of this month. 1,120. And I'm looking for young people who want to make it in life. 10. Run to me right now and take an envelope. 1,120. 10 people. This is what I'm hearing. 10 people. People who want to make it in life. Just come. You want to make it this year. God will show you mercy. God will 1,120. Please give me the envelopes. 1,120. Madam, I will celebrate you. Stand there. I will celebrate you. Sir, I will celebrate you. Stand. I'm going to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord, now place your hand on your chest. Father, in the name of Jesus, you asked me to call 10 people that will support this ministry and give this amount of money. Everything that is on their heart, any desire they have, any prayer request they have, right this evening, start giving them answers to the glory of the Father. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless you. Between now and Sunday, fulfill your pledge. If you have it now, you want to write a check, do it now. In Jesus' name. You are here, you want to do a 500 Ghana cedis. Give me envelopes. 500 Ghana cedis. Come. This month, be a giver. 500 cedis. I want people who will run. The rate at which you will run to this altar will determine how God will fast forward your blessings this month. Have you got into 8 months? 8 months exactly. Get ready. Between now and next week, I see the opening. Okay? Because you will deliver within now, getting to your 9th month. May God help you. No complications. In Jesus' name. 500 cities. How are you? Good. 500 cities. The Lord bless you. Take your seat. Between now and Sunday, 500 cities. May God favor you, young man. 500 cedis. 500 cedis. See, let this be the first seed you are sowing in this month. 500 cedis. 500 cedis. Hallelujah. 500 cedis. 500 cedis. I need a set of people that will also sow 400 cedis. 400 cedis. Just come. 400 cedis. Woman, bless you. Who is doing 400 cedis? 400 cedis. Who is doing it? 400 cedis. 400 cedis. Somebody pick 400 cedis from my hands. Even if it is only you, just do it. The Lord will bless you. 400. 400. 400. Samuel, the Lord bless you. You want to do a 200 cedis? Just come. 200 cedis. I see a blessing in the house. I see a blessing in the house. Lady, God will bless you. God will bless you. Oh, God bless all the musicians. I'm so happy for you. Amen. The Lord bless you. 200 cedis. 200 Ghana cedis. God bless you, woman. God bless you. Madam, God has answered your prayer. In the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. 200 cities. Maybe you cannot come. You just lift your hands. I will come and save you. Madam, victory is for you. Victory is for you. Maybe you cannot come. Just lift your hands. I will come to you. I will come to you. Don't worry. I will save you. I will save you. The Lord bless you. Who again? Who again? Where do I know you? Father's house. Okay. The Lord bless you. Who again? Lift your hands. I will come and serve you. Lift your hands. 200. 200. 200. Everybody here. Give the Lord 100 Ghana cedis. Rise on your feet and come. 100 Ghana cedis. Everybody here. Yeah. There is a miracle that is for you. Take it. Hallelujah. 100 cities. Bring it right now if you have it. Prepare your seed if you have it right now. Bring it. If you have 50 cities, take it and also come. God bless you. 50 cities. Let's drop it, sir. The Lord bless you. 50 cities. Yeah. Take the 50 cities right now. Do it for your child. Do it for your firstborn. 50 cities. Do it for your firstborn. Your firstborn. Take a 50 cities now. Sow it for your firstborn. 50 cities. Sow it. Sow it for your firstborn. Sow it for your firstborn. Sow it for your firstborn. If you have it, drop it. 50 cities for your firstborn. The Lord bless you. Drop it now. May God help us. Amen. Give the Lord a clap offering. Now listen. Those of you watching online, you can pick this number. You can do Momo of 1,120. You can also do 500. You can do 400. You can do 200. Hallelujah. Especially those of you, you want this fourth month to be good for you. Do the 400 cities if you are watching us online. The Lord will change your story. This month will be a month of mercy. Amen. And the mercies of God will bring money in your hands. I'm telling you. Will deliver you from every kind of shame. Amen. Now everybody here, take 20 cities, 10 cities, drop it on the altar. 20 cities. Something has been activated on this altar, I tell you. You are connecting to mercy. 20 cities, 10 cities, just pick it and drop it on this altar now, wherever you are. When you drop it, just touch the altar and say, mercy of God, locate me. Mercy of God, locate me. Mercy of God, locate me. Sing it, mercies of God. I see God's mercy coming. God's mercy is coming. Rise on your feet wherever you are. Hey, before I hand over the microphone to the father of the house, my own prophet. I want you, turn to somebody, hold the person hand to hand. You are going to speak in tongues for the next 2 minutes. You are speaking in tongues. You are praying. Hold somebody's hands. Speak in tongues. Hold somebody's hands. One on one. Hold somebody's hands. Stand. Face the person. Face the person. Speak in tongues. You are telling God, God, we ask for your mercy. We ask for your mercy. Speak in tongues right now. Come on, open your mouth. Speak in the Holy Ghost right now, right now, right now, right now. We are asking for God's mercy. The mercies of God will go with you throughout the month. It will go with you throughout the month. The mercies of God will go with you throughout the month. God will give you all that you want by his mercies. God will make you his people. God will show you mercy. If you have ever struggled in every area of your life, after today you have received mercy. Mercy, 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 mercy. Your story is changing now. Your story is having a turnaround. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody now shout mercy 3 times.
Mercy.
Come on.
Mercy.
Come on.
Mercy.
Give the Lord a shout. Let's receive. Let's receive the prophet of God. Hallelujah. Everybody standing, please. Stretch your hands on my prophet. We pray for restoration of virtue, strength, extra grace, more deeper revelations. There are dimensions of God. Or let me put it right. There are dimensions in Christ. Let the Lord take him to the next dimension. Can I hear your voice in prayer? Release. 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 His wife, his beautiful children, Love Chapel. Can I hear you? Release. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for sending us a prophet, your prophet, to speak your mind and intentions to us. We ask for your hand of blessing over his life. Continue to protect him and use him for your own glory. Bless his family and bless the church in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you clapping? My prophet, wow! You may be seated for a few minutes before we go. So when I tell you that in our all nights we can be here from 9 in the evening to 12 in the next day. Yeah, it's 10 minutes after 5. But you don't even realize it because you are not focusing on your time. Say a good amen. Amen. What a man of God. What a man of God. I'm on Tibro for what a man of God. Hallelujah. My prophet, God bless you. This is my personal prophet. Yeah. I believe in his ministry. Obodie Yudi. Mr. Uyebema na osowe yoba enkasa.
kocheki ufi. Kona kocheki. Amen. Kebime minti. Hallelujah. Let me do this very quickly before we go. Two things. The Lord was leading me whilst I started. He said, this is the fourth month. And this is going to be the peak. This month in December is going to be the peak. The enemy is looking for a lot of blood. Starting fasting and prayer. If it is a Satan, and so we are taking cover. Before we go, I want you to covenant with the Lord concerning preservation and protection of your household. That evil will not come near your dwelling. You will not hear bad news. Yeah, it's a covenant God has with us. So when we say steal, it's not a slogan. It's a covenant. Amen and amen. Now, I am not going to tell you what to do. Whatever you want to carry as your covenant, it is your decision. It can be a coin, it can be 100, it can be 50, it can be 200, it can be, everybody watching us online. Evil will not come near your dwelling. Can you do that right away and let us close? Please, we want to engage the altar before we go. This is for protection. Mama comfort. Aminka Samanchero. And here maybe as you see from January till now. Yamense near Chile. And as you see, we are seeing now. Yesterday, myself and my daddy, after prayer, I came to meet him at the reception room. Once I met her at the lounge, she was sitting by CNN. Then I saw CNN saying that there are six people that Yah showed us a picture the last time who was shot or gunned down in Nashville. Six people. But a previous day before the Nashville shooting in Maryland, there was another shooting in a school. Nashville was in a school. And this one was also in a school. Somebody just pulled a gun, gunned down three children and three teachers. The funeral of the first girl was yesterday. I call it demonic noise. I am praying. Sometimes, how much is your offering? Give willingly and let God protect you. And fight for you and defend you. A ton of be share, you know, Ubi go kuta ten city. Wa bone rene sa ye ton kuku bi wo kwen. Ya fa wo ten ni kujina hore se. E besuma. Se e besu kuku no. What was that? A difwa trofu e treni pan kwasi an sorry no abe freglis for Jesus sorry. Woman be jimia ma ise wo ma kwanjere kura noa. The real kwanjere is doubted. Adi e baba on ba no. Enu mu me doubted. Bini nyame pawo chawo. Adi e bia e beye agyan pia enframa bone ya their MP is dead. He was a good man. That man was a generous man, just like J.B. Dankwedu. Everything to the people. But he's in the morgue right now. He collapsed in the middle of the night and there was nobody with him. And 8 o'clock, the people were calling him from parliament because they were voting. 10, they were calling. The driver here ready now. They entered the house. Boom, wow, me. He knocked the door down. He was on the floor. unconscious with a massive stroke. Obibeka said it was just a health hazard. Let me ask you a question. What causes a health hazard? Jesus said to the spirit of infirmity. That means that infirmity is a spirit. Spirit of infirmity. Did it? I don't know how I word him. I don't know how I bridge it. I pay, you know, more than my word, you know. And that's it. Come, you grow more, so there's a condition. You grow more, so. Bome, kobome, say a condition. I saw the band that woke on great, yeah, a condition. Come up, better than that. When you're minimum. He broke that, they lifted him up, unconscious, rushed him to Lekma, we said, fine, Leicester, wherever. He couldn't handle it, transferred him to Kolibu immediately. By the time they got there, he was brain dead. Unipa, once your brain is dead, you are gone. 24 hours, was gone. I am here because he is one of those people who loves to be with his family. The wife has traveled out of the country. The kids are back in Kumehu. He is here for work. Weekend he goes. Weekdays he's here. Evil will not come near you. Any amount. Can I humbly ask you to stand, please? Any amount online, any amount. This is for protection, preservation. Any amount. Somebody declare, in the name of Jesus, I am preserved. From today, the 1st of April, to the 31st of December, 2023. Evil will not come near me. In Jesus' precious name. I am preserved. I am covered. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Come and engage the altar. I mean, Shiravati. So what was the song in Accra? And you know near to Daniel. So anybody something. That's right. We are Diana to me bay na wurikasa yansa bay. That's right. And your yummy name can be betrayed, can be betrayed, be betrayed, can be betrayed, can be betrayed, can be betrayed. Woo, your yummy, would you my father or bring pawn on me? Wabuti nima kutsu sori wo mame namie eke jawudi wo yon namie ushuma fata wo obrimpon namie usanu jumaye wawa wabuti nima kutsu sori wo lift your voice, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God,
So hold it 2 minutes. A gentleman rather. Chairman, bro. I want to use the opportunity on behalf of this August house on our third prophetic all night in 2023 to thank God for the life of my prophet who was here last two times or the last time. Last two all night. He was here. I mean, looking at his schedule. I mean, Shirawai. Thank you. We love you, sir. Amen. Now, Pastor Mehdi, I'm going to... let me pray for this gentleman quickly. The Lord is telling me he will help him in this anointing. Yeah. He will help you in this anointing. You will be picked up with him. Yeah. Yeah. I may be what did you make? Obey Kukuru was he? What did I say? But was him in country or say Jai Betting? No, God is telling me to tell you to stop betting. So when you bet here, you will go down, down, down. It be young too much. It will be can't catch himself. Obi, what do you say? Obi kukuru we si pem pampaso, but you bet. Because we can away. What bet is kakesi ebi mi edi? Waiting a year boy for the young growth for Kegan Guasi, as someone mean, when I smell me in Kanjiro. What quam and growth would do betting, Ska? Serious. The Lord is telling me that Sikaka see be a far and some 90 days, BD. $35,000. Dollars! Say time will be real. Yapon ye be ko na hong krong krong fre Abranti. $35,000. Akwa mangwasi afwe di nuka. When you miss when you bet, you have cut down more. Ah, $35,000. And come and say, every day. Kafabet to altars. I am ready in your baby. Obiki za 700 cedis so required the farmament to order so many amisha 700 specific ikuta as your bag me moshumi you know opa yeah order required 700 one more no and a show bag maybe we run a sound 700 years and here now I've been here every day. Will be the 35 I come and quasi have waited. 700. O pessoa de ba na pessoa de ko. Ubetu uyi ewa na wusa ho no. Ona su de de no se nya. Sa. Me beje. Adia, bra. Kuta nijina. Ah, bra, yase mashe. Unim, try answer sweet. Unim. Iti, minu wakasa se siye, confusion biye si. Nyumu sa se. I don't know. So why are you here? So why are you? I don't know. Me when say confusion, si. Akasa be a si one young lady in them. Concerning money, is kasem specifically. But me no kasa say si. We yes ka serious. Yeah, when yes kind the next 7 days, yeah. And yeah, man, yeah, papa. As I'm not no gano. We ask a serious. Ah, walk on man gwazi have read this camera and I am here. 35,000 dollars, man, times 30. What's that? 4 point something billion. Hey, so me a mom pie my mind. Stand quick. Obi could have foreign money by you are lying so. That's your key of blessings. Sorry, my mom pie ma. Couple of money. Opa, Rina Minya Pam. 9 days from now, I did the best sunny. If you have a harmonica, lies. Anybody else am not make a chara. Hey! Asimbi abesu ni yehuwa kanwa ota. I'm a passport buying. Let me just give you a clue. Every one of you, the account be our. Fabric in our hotel, so come on this lady, a chill out at the embassy, be any way they refuse your visa. You glorify to the one who be our two hotels. Eyo den gura meme nti wa se obi akwa me di 35 nti wo me nti wa se wo di ene yesen wo di ene yesen nti de wo pese wo chire na se obi akwa me di 35 nti nam kuja me ye crusade na makacha sa ko hwifu ni twa loto asansa foko betting company sa wo gana he na ante he was the truth. Betting for Nakasa Makachero. National Lutu is Makachero. But your cow, this is the end. Now we'll be there. There will be a for 2 hours. Okay, we are cotton us. They say there is no embassy in Ghana that will refuse you entry clearance area. I feel lastly, then I will pray. Let me release him a prophet in Onkoda. Is there anybody watching the people from online church abroad, America, UK, US, everywhere? Europe and all that, even in Ghana, watching us right now. And I want to give you a privilege to sow into the life of this man of God. Did anybody believe in God for anything? This is a fertile soil. Amen. You are preserved in Jesus' name. Lie, kwaha, ubi akuma yene, as original, from here to the back. It's original. I declare a release. From today, it is over. Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. The Lord bless you. Ubi answer, you know, when you're mumpai, mama, this year. Everyone say, Andrew, udi wa babrum. Me kura mi din ni babru. Ba won ko fi odro wo babru muda. Andrea, ni din wo babru. Andrews. Everybody who pledged yesterday, your pledge is here. Come and drop it on the altar. And let's pray for Andrew. Anso, I'm waiting for you, baby. And this pledge we are going to pledge, you are one person. Not from my pocket, from your own. You want to sow into the life of this prophet of God. My baby is going to help you. So get up from the swishing machine and come to the altar. Hallelujah. Yeah. So what do you need to weigh? I could pay a phone, a chira, I made a number, but toho. She. Fanny, I made a girl. Copy a phone, one cassa, mobile money, and ya media. And ya woo ye, and now who knows who ye. May per se ya bomb by my Andrew. The Lord is telling me that for the past 36 months, there is a season of dryness that have hit this young man. The dryness is intense. 35,000, the Lord is telling me, he said, we'll be doing for me that they share one, sir. It's an opportunity to kickstart you. It just went like that. Hey, 400 million. I am an investor. I know what to do with that money. I can turn that money in 1 month for you. Only 1 month. Not turning around in 1 month for you. And you're preaching, I'm preaching. I invest money as well. Watching to you know where you will be 35,000. It won't be a waje. Ah, Obi Akwami had in his gamma make us a match. There were a finance we gully ben in my cousin. Ah, hey, me a mumpire, my Andrew. A ban why a bebono, and ya fena be bumpire, say when ya me Andrew be in a debit. When ya she's canary. I'm by your bonus, lift him up. That is what the Lord told me. I will lift him up. Pray for Andrew. Pray for Andrew. You will be fine, Andrew. You'll be fine. If you have a command, a little patience, you'll be fine. Bring the oil, let's anoint Andrew. From today, this is your shift moment. Today, the 1st of April 2023, shift moment is today. Every season that you have been through for the past 36 months, it turns, it shifts to another season today. Receive rest from all labor. May you now be ushered into a realm of favor. I declare you blessed. In Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you. It is well. Bibi Abefine. Really?
So when I started coming to the forest, she decided to come. So I was there when she told me she was trying to transfer some money to me before she leaves the airport in Japan. So I said, okay, when it touched into my account, okay, let me just try. That was my first. It wasn't after that. So I tried and I won the 35. When I won the 35,000, I just rebet again. Then I lost it. But it wasn't after that. So when she came, I told her, because my mom was not feeling fine. When she came, I told her I lost it. Then she said, why didn't I stop when I won? I said, I just felt like trying. That's how I lost it.
So how much did she give you? Okay, so Andrew, story is simple. I may see me huno or baby jina nchen. Said the yiri was not ready to come to Ghana from Japan, but the wife decided to come. She was sending the 3,000 to his account. Then 3,000 or the betty and would be $35,000. He be in the side, no, no, so me did ya, my men sang for 35 and then sang mad. And I say time, oh, when you stupid, and I, umudi, no, see, I'm a confusion, you see. My memories are confusion. They say, who is Kakosi, oh, mame? Hey! Mr. Bray, yes, can you net to the next 7 days when yes, can you ever ban you? Is a matter of some buy and a crowd? I will be as I say, sorry, me and Breaky at the ABCs here. Bibi Abe, fine. Before the next 7 days from today, and they are first, before 7th. God will visit you. Oh, God will visit you. Between a neck to the 7th, there will be a visitation. I told you that God was visiting you 2 days after your wife sent you that morning. Ah, Mr. Free, now, Kwasi 7th, God will visit you. Will be the mercy, can be, I want you, wow, baby. Tinawansawa, Andrew, I break confusion and I release a breakthrough. Wouldn't you know if we but one this welcome mercy, 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 we hear mercy. Come up, Papa Mompire Kakranka. Or some bompire man, I don't know. I am a Kakras walker, be before our maho school fees, be Iron Andrew and Casas Casemo, and some you. Andrew, Jesus, my Lord. Hey. Hallelujah. The symbol of your enterprise that you brought, with the Lord led me that everybody should bring a symbol. A token. I'm a preacher. I have my Bible. Hallelujah. Andrew. From today to the 7th, you'll be shocked. God will visit you. George, Pastor Mehdi, let's come and usher my prophet to the office for me. Are you clapping, people? Are you clapping, people? Are you clapping? We have Prophet Akonai's number in the system, isn't it? Put it online first for me. Not the personal one, the one we have. Put it on the system for me. Online. Pachotina Sisina. Hey! If you can go upstairs and wake up your children from upstairs, your children that are here, let me start the anointing service with them. Anoint all the children. But before we do that, let's do this very quickly. I work for God. And so I have my Bibles with me. Hallelujah. With your business, you do, you invest money. You work, we are one son, you mouth, we are police, we are teacher, we are doctor, you are a nurse, you are anything that you do. And I will be free. But you can just take your phone as a point of contact and join us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will give you advantage over your competitors. Yeah. God will give you favor, access, ease, victory. And the boni bi ahwe wadwuma, sika boni bi abe frɛ wo sika. And sa boni bi a den nsa to wade kuradiem. Bo Yesu din anopai. May the idea know, I spread it before the Lord and upon this altar in the presence of the Lord. May God Almighty turn everything around for you and give you absolute victory. Shout amen 7 times. Amen. 2. Amen. 3. Amen. 4. Amen. 5. Amen. 6. Amen. The last one. Take a seed of any amount and seal it. You don't have it, no problem. I sold some for you. If you don't have it, I sold some for you. I sold some for you. Hallelujah. Come to the altar. If you don't have it, please don't be worried. Let me pick your key. Oye die. Ya semi kachewa. Oye die na. Oye die na. Two. Can you push the children to me now? Yan sabe. And you're Solo you know I go shawa go down. Eh, hey. I declare that the Lord would defend his name on these children. I receive the benediction, the hand of God's favor, the benevolence of Almighty God. Pick up his key and let him sing in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Bless you, bless you. Bless you, bless you. Bless you.
Bless. Oh, yeah, dear mama, nipa kasa. Bless. Oh, yeah, dear mama, no matter. Oh, yeah, dear na such a book. Two. Yes, a man,
and less. Bless.
Yeah,
this is not for everybody. What I'm about is not for everybody. There is somebody who has a deadline like Andrew. Desperate deadline. I'm going to put a number on your screen. It's a number for the prophet. It's not for everybody. Don't bother yourself. I'm talking about people who really want to encounter God. So a seed of any amount. Can be one seed. It can be whatever. And let's see what the Lord do for. Can you put the number here? Thank you. It's as if there's a beer no person. Yeah, yeah. We'll trust you to. A beer no person. Yeah, direction. You don't have a deadline, don't bother yourself. There is no need, don't bother yourself. Hallelujah. I declare every sacrifice on the altar receive a favorable response in Jesus' name. Amen. Stand to your feet. Everybody online, thank you. And let me say a big God bless you to all the worshipers. You've been up on your feet for almost like 4 hours because I ministered for 2 hours and you were standing. The prophet of God also, as he was after the word prayer, you stood through. Powerful. Sam, you have been on the focus camera moving here. You are moving there. You are moving your hand, you know. Inshi, when he did this the first day, Okachem said, Naya Janet Nams, when he should do. Who be a ways, 10 years, and 9 years, oh yeah, one day, Bill Naya Janet. Thank you, and all the guys at the production room. I appreciate sound production. Thank you. Traffic department, thank you. Sanitation department, thank you. Prayer warriors, thank you. I appreciate the music department. I thank God for the protocol and every other department, tambourine, the anointed vessels, I really appreciate. Let me thank God for my own pastors, the teenagers, Mama Comfort and Mama Lizzie, who are growing younger and younger. Yesterday I saw Mama Comfort has turned into 8 years and then Mama Lizzie is also 7 years. And so we give God the glory that they are now coming into the ages of adolescence. The Lord bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Now, all night tonight, once every month. Every month, all night. Timpacho Fashiwutrim. The last Friday of the month is a prophetic all night. Inti, really free class, this about last Friday, let's meet and the Lord will favor us. Say amen. All right. Throw your hands up unto the Lord and begin to worship. Everybody online, thank you for joining us until now. Tomorrow, W3 is going to be Palm Sunday. Hosanna. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Monday, we are receiving the rabbi, Apostle Paul Daniels. The Ghanaian rabbi will be here Monday 6 and Tuesday 6. And then for the first time in the house, we are receiving a very, very, very amazing prophet. Another seriously anointed prophet of God, Prophet Dominic Owusu Ando, will be here Wednesday and Thursday. And we celebrate Passover together on Friday evening, communion and anointing service. Saturday, there is no meeting. Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. I'm talking about tomorrow's week. It's Resurrection Sunday. It's an all-white service. Then on Monday, we have our Intergames Fanfare. We call it Jesus Celebration at Alabasta City. It's a buffet. It's a, you know, buffet lunch and dinner together. By show, normally, other churches, somebody normal be shall Alabasta and Timmy Pest strikers. Forwarders, the midfielders for the women's team. Oh, more home. And they say, Grady, Yamia, Adom, Yanya, footballers, and Casa. And yet, George, Mua, my fruit, do my demon, but I to tow him and I call you money out there. Just a new baby, I didn't hear me, Fano. You say, man, you're professional footballers. It is Monday, we are all traveling. There are 4 buses going to Alabasta City, Sapeman. That's where we hold it. There are almost about 10 churches coming together. It's going to be awesome. We've been doing this for almost about 7 years now. Oh, yeah, and every year is just amazing. We also have a new t-shirt coming up, so I will show that to you. Gogota 2023. Don't miss that. Amen. Your two hands are lifted. Everybody online will love you. I'll catch you tomorrow at the W3 and the F5 service. Remain blessed.
Let me tell you what the business. Before pride, the Bible said there is a fall. The moment somebody gets into pride, arrogance, pomposity, there is a fall. But what you don't realize is that before the pride, there is complacency. Before a hand time, there is trimude. So many people, the Lord lifted them up. They didn't deserve the opportunity, including David. The moment, instead for the king to go to war, the king is on his abandon. Sees a woman bathing or bathing and asks her servants, who is that woman that is bathing? Let me ask you a very vivid and practical question. The question is, if the Abrosino is next to David Abrosino, Nigerian is next to David Abrosino, it means that David meaning the Bofipa. Neighbor! And the neighbor is nobody, nobody like your own soldier. His wife is bathing, and you are asking, who is that woman? Trimude friend, pay. If Frawania, you are Casachel to say we are home. You too, Fwa, home pay. Jesus, wash you from where we are seeing when he's parted. Oh, perform. Now when he's what?
Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.